24-hour creation days. Does that smell bad?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at a National Bible Defending Conference in Branson, Missouri this summer. I understand, Ken, that a well-known Christian broadcaster said that a six-day creation doesn't meet what he called the smell test. What's going on here?
Well, Mark, I'm no longer surprised by the things some Christian leaders say about the book of Genesis. Many have already compromised on such things as the age of the earth and death before Adam. You see, Genesis is the foundational book to all doctrine. So if you compromise on Genesis to fit in with popular ideas about millions of years of death and fossils, then you end up twisting scripture. This Christian TV host actually rejects six literal days and believes that God created life, quote, in ascending order from the more simple creatures to man himself, end of quote. See, this shows just how much he's willing to twist scripture to fit man's ideas. In fact, there's no way that a single-celled organism could ever be described as simple. This idea comes from Darwinian evolution. You know, when Christian leaders say things like this, is it any surprise that America, by and large, has lost respect for the Word of God? Ultimately, an attack on Genesis helps undermine the gospel they proclaim.
If Darwinian evolution is not true, what about its teaching of an earth that's billions of years old? Ken Ham and Dr. Terry Mortensen have written booklets on this fascinating topic, and you can find them free on our radio website, answersradio.com.